Tomorrow's News Today.
Headline, Make America Great Again, Divorce. And when you click on it, it takes you to Infowars.com, and there is the representation that I've divorced Trump, and, you know, he's divorced me. And, you know, that's how the media is spinning it. That is not what's happening here. I overall support Trump. But you can't do a 180 on the Epstein files. Yes, we know the Democrats have been in control of the files over the years. And obviously, whatever they left in them is what they want in them. But Trump coming out and saying, anybody that talks about Epstein, he doesn't want their support anymore. Just reeks of childlike behavior. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't even think about taking of our incredible and unprecedented success, because I don't want their support anymore. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. So Trump has to know that this behavior that started last Monday, now 9 days ago, is very self-destructive and is making the Democrats make this their main issue. And that's what I said at the time. I said, this is a Streisand effect of Streisand effects, and Trump is behind this. People said, no, it's Pam Bondi. No. And of course, he came out a day later. Yeah, I'm behind it. And now he's been 100% clear about that. So this is Trump's issue. It is not going to go away. I am still going to cover it some. But there's so many other issues to hit and so many other things to get into that I'm not going to have this one issue suck all the oxygen out of the room for what we do. Obviously, when I talk about it, you know, people watch it, they listen to it, they're interested because people feel like I do. I'd say 9 out of 10 Trump supporters that I know are really upset about this and bewildered. And it looks very incriminating. But at the same time, Trump is right that the Democrats did have these files. So whatever they left in it, make some people close to him look bad or something? I don't think it's Trump. Never seen evidence of that. Trump isn't the type of guy that puts himself in hotel rooms to be peed on by hookers. Trump isn't the type of guy, A, that's attracted to kids. That's clear. He likes powerful women, bombshells, very intimidating women. That's the opposite of what pedos want. And there's never been any evidence of him with anybody underage. So I can just look at Trump's MO and know that. And if they ever had that information, they would have brought it out before. So then why is he lashing out and telling everybody to shut up? I mean, if you tell people, don't look at this, you know, if your dad says, don't go in the closet when I'm gone, and you go find Playboys in there, you immediately go look at what's in the closet. But this isn't Playboy magazines. This is really bad stuff. So this is Trump trying to self-destruct. It happens to powerful people in history, and I hope he can pull it back because we need him. But no, Trump is self-destructing, and I pray for him. Pray for President Trump. This is really serious.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you, or allows you to make yourself, a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sins. Revenge beneath me. Lost within my plans for life. It all seems so unreal.
Well, this is a very surreal day for me, and I think America and the whole world. You've got President Trump really doing so many wonderful things to the economy and the country, and rolling back globalist policies, social policies, military policies, cultural policies. I mean, Trump is just doing such amazing things. But it'd be kind of like if your grandpa was, you know, the light of the town and the greatest guy and just had this wonderful track record, and then you see him driving down the road and the back of the pickup's on fire, and you run over to Grandpa at the red light, and you say, "Grandpa, the truck's on fire," and he looks at you and says, "Don't talk to me about a fire. There is no fire. You're not in my family anymore if you say my truck's on fire." And then you just, the red light turns green, and the car just keeps driving off, and, you know, any minute, the gas tanks are going to blow, and you're just like, "Grandpa, get out." Or it's like having a family member that you love and care about who suddenly gets on fentanyl. You tell them, "Listen, you keep taking that, you're going to overdose and die." Owen uses the analogy of, he's a big Kansas City baseball fan and been going there since he's a little kid. And the game's about to start, and he expects his team to run out in their colors, you know, red, and instead a whole other team runs out in blue uniforms, but they say they're still the Kansas City baseball team. I mean, that's why this is so shocking. And Trump knows the big scandal the Democrats are going to bring is whatever's in the Epstein file. And Musk found out about this and got really concerned and went, "Whoop, I'm not in this anymore." I want to be totally clear. I've seen zero evidence of Trump doing anything illegal with Jeffrey Epstein. The Democrats and the globalists and Bill Gates are all over it, the royal family. Again, it's not Trump's MO to like kids, much less, we know his type, bombshell women, much less he's not the type to let people get dirt on him or control him. I mean, the guy is a control freak in a good way. I mean, I'm not into kids at all. And at the same time, if I was rich and powerful and I was a pervert or a sicko and I was smart, I sure as hell wouldn't go around on islands screwing kids. I mean, zero chance of that. So, and I know Trump's friends and longtime confidants and his wingmen and people that have stayed at his house a lot, and just a super nice guy. And he's got great kids and great family. And we've been through hell with him. I've been through hell almost more than anybody other than Trump himself. I mean, I'm in the top five people persecuted for supporting Trump. But then you see the weird stuff he does, like cozying up to Lindsey Graham that said, tell Donald Trump to go to hell, I'm an ever-Trumper. Or Mark Levin. So here's the big story, and then there's a lot of other stuff we got to unpack here today, a lot of other news. Trump's meeting with the Iranian prime minister to try to get a peace deal right now. A press conference will go to some of that. I did a live show last night with Chase Geiser, 9 to 11, we call it. Tomorrow's News Tonight. We don't do it every night, but we're going to start doing it a lot. And I was so happy yesterday when Trump came out and through his surrogates and said, no, we want to appoint a special counsel. We're going to have Bobby Abani release whatever she thinks is important from the file. So now we've gone from there is no additional information to, oh, yeah, there is, and we'll release it. And he had his surrogates out there like, Laura Trump doing a great job saying, no, he wants to set things right. And then he does a little impromptu press conference and says, yeah, Pam Bondi, she can release whatever she thinks is important. Then he gets on the tarmac with Lutnick 4 or 5 hours later. We'll play the clip coming up. And says, this is all a Democrat hoax and anybody following it is only helping them. And a repeat of all that, and I'm just like, 180, 180, 180, 180, flip-flop, 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 and I'm just like, and then he puts out on Truth Social, I don't want your support, anybody that even talks about this again, you are bad. You know the elephant in the room here. Trump is not stupid. Telling people to not talk about something is going to only make them look into it more. So I sure hope this is some 50D chess. Because I'm pretty good at Hegelian dialectics, second, third, fourth, fifth order connections. In fact, I'm one of the best. If you actually talk about real 3D political chess and long-term strategic intersections and mass butterfly effects, cultural dialectics, economic, societal, cyclical integrations, permutations of different factions, demographics, all of it. I know how to integrate it all. And I can tell you, this is the most self-destructive temper tantrum stuff and is the equivalent of going off the coast of San Diego and just for a day throwing rotten chicken blood into the ocean, great white sharks will show up, probably in a few hours. And then when the great white sharks get there, I'm like, okay, Trump, you've been chumming the waters now for a week and a half. You need to stop. I don't know why you're doing it. And now Trump has jumped up on the edge of the boat on a plank and is now cutting himself. He's stripped down to his underwear, and he's cutting himself with razor blades, walking out to jump into the water with great white sharks. And I'm just like, please stop. He's like, shut up. I don't want your help. You're with the enemy. I'm going to walk the plank. And I'm just like, okay. Enjoy. So, obviously, this is beyond a disaster and a total fiasco, as I predicted last Monday. Because that's what I do, is tell you what I see happening. And smart people like Laura Trump and others went out and said, oh, no, he wants to make it right. And the next day, he's like, yes, we're going to release it. And then the same day, nope, it's all Democrat disinformation. And again, MAGA blew up on him over the weekend when he first said that. And I said, no, it's true. They've had the file. They're only going to leave in there what they want. This, I never thought of that one angle. I thought about they're going to take out whatever makes them look bad and only leave stuff they want. But, oh, they've already falsified all this stuff on Trump and all the fake Jane Does. And I'm like, wow, that really makes sense. Trump should develop that more. He's going to have to meet this head on like all the other hoaxes. But that's why he's really got to prosecute people that are really, doing stuff on the list. That just shows, the bad guys aren't backing down because the Democrats are still going forward with it. If there was some backroom deal to end all this, and have the globalists leave Trump alone, let him save the country and the world by extension. I don't agree with that, but I can see the logic. The intelligence agencies are involved, so you say, well, it'll bring down the U.S. government, the Israelis, so, we can't do it. I mean, I see the argument. I don't agree with it. And so maybe he has to join with the cover-up to get them off of our back because, they're suing for peace. So now Trump has slammed past supporters over fixation on Epstein. So this is very, 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 very destructive. And what the corporate media is going to do when I and Steve Bannon and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and everybody else that support Trump go, man, this looks really weird saying, you know, the list is real and you're going to release it. And, you know, your surrogates all saying that now nothing exists. Well, okay, it does exist, but we're not going to release it because it's Democrat disinfo. No, actually, Pam Bondi will release some information. And then hours later, no, you're all crazy. I don't want your support anymore. And I am just like, whoa, okay. That's not very Trumpian. I mean, he doesn't flip-flop hardly ever or change policies in decades. You can watch 40-year-old interviews. It's the same guy. This is minute to minute, hour to hour. And I don't know if he's on such a confidence trip. He's had a lot of success and been through a lot. That he thinks he's invincible and that we will all just go, okay. But there's a taunting to it. I'm like, oh, look, he makes the point that they could have altered the file. That's exactly what they do. They've done it to me. They've done it to him. Absolutely. Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Wow, Laura Trump says they're going to make it right and, you know, release whatever they can. Great, great. Let's move on. No. My constituents are bad for asking questions, the majority of them. So, you know what, Trump? I'm glad the Democrats aren't in, and I like a lot of the success you're having, and we're all having together. And your statements about, you know, you people that bring this up don't even deserve to be involved in this movement. You are excommunicata. You are henceforth ex cathedra from the mouth of the God King. You are expelled from the church of the holy golden toad, Donald John Trump. Well, I was never in the church of the holy golden toad. I do like you being a maverick, standing up for the country. We have the same enemies. I respect your stamina and courage. Been a big cheerleader when I agree with what you're doing. But if I'm being excommunicated, let me be clear, I was never in your church to be excommunicated. So you can't excommunicate me because I was never in your church. I was never in a cult. And I never said MAGA was a cult. I said a lot of people want it to be a cult. You know, there are Dallas Cowboy fans that are in a cult and literally commit suicide if they lose, you know, the playoffs. The Dallas Cowboys isn't a cult, but there are people that have made a cult out of it. So, you know, being a dog owner doesn't mean you're in a dog worship cult, but the Zoroastrians do worship dogs. So, you see what I mean? But now, Trump, if this continues down this line, if he starts saying, I'll excommunicate people, well, you're not allowed, unless it's a cult, to say to people, you either agree with everything I do and don't question things, or you're not in our club. I don't want you. Well, that kind of sounds like a thoroughbred cult to me. And if I keep hearing more talk like that, it's basically where I'm already at. And I already said this. I'm going to give Trump report cards. It's basically what I already do. But we're officially going to start doing it on basic issues. I'm going to get the head of the John Birch Society on, who actually puts out report cards, or the experts on it, the really good report cards. And we'll just start doing a monthly report card on Trump and say, okay, in our view, he did good here, he did good there. You can look at the report card. You can look at where he did bad. And that's it. And so I'm not going to be emotionally invested in this because I've never been a joiner. I pride myself in that I'm the captain of my ship, and people support what I do or believe what, you know, a lot of what I'm doing is right, then you support us. But when somebody starts saying, don't question things or you can't be in our club, yeah, that's a cult. And I'm not a cult joiner. I never have been. You know, my operation's not a cult. My crew is not a cult. You don't have to agree with me around here. People see my hosts saying different things than me. I respect them. I think they're smart. We agree on 90% of stuff. But that's what I want, is to, you know, have good patriots that really care. And you know, we agree on 90, 95% of stuff. But I don't. People say, I don't get this. Harrison Smith says something different than you, and so did Owen. What's going on there? We'll see, because this is about individualism. We're not in a cult. And so I pride my relationship with God, my family, my country, and my ancestors being ridiculous badasses across the board. Just goes from incredible to insane. And I never get into all of it, but it's prestigious on both sides, just all the way back to freaking, you name it. And so, I mean, I got the blood of the Vikings that conquered England 1,000 years ago. I got it all, folks. And I am not anybody's cult member. So let's just get that 100% straight. So that said, I'm not emotional about it. I'm going to support Trump when he's good. I'm going to criticize him when he's bad. And I'm not going to be manipulated by this type of childish behavior into attacking Trump more, or making it all personal and trying to twist everything and becoming obsessed with undermining Trump. No, 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 no. I like 95% of what he's doing. I have my morals. I have my issues. I will not be gaslit. But I am very saddened. So this isn't a divorce, because I was never married to Trump. And this is not an excommunication, because I was never in the church of Trump. And that's the separate news. I'm going to come back with some of the Iranian prime minister and the interesting questions there and important issues. And then I've, you know, not made a big deal about this. Here it is right here. I got here this morning early, and my lawyers, people were already here. And they said, overhead shot, please. You go back a week and a half, 2 weeks ago in Travis County with Judge Gore Gamble, the big Democrat Party operative. They went in and got a receiver appointed that's run by the Democrat Party and the plaintiffs out of Connecticut, who were joined with the Texas plaintiffs. And they are coming to shut InfoWars down. And, you know, we've survived. Here's their filing. We've survived so many times. People are like, oh, well, that's just Alex Jones. You know, yeah, sure. Yeah, they came with fake auctions to shut it down and turn the internet off and told us to get out of the building. And we went to the federal court and blocked him each time. And the federal judge said, we got more hearings coming up. And he's still, you know, moving now to, even though they've tried to block it, the U.S. Trustee's Office, the Democrats, the DOJ that came and intervened in our case. He's already fired multiple CROs. Two of them fired a U.S. trustee. It's unprecedented to even have that. Now they've got another one. He hasn't fired him, but he said he doesn't have confidence in him to do a sale. They won't do a sale to people that want to buy InfoWars. And then they run around on the news saying, we want money. He's got hidden money. Even though they've done all the accounting and know it's not true. The New York Times said Jones had meager assets. Turns out he had meager assets. Yeah, like I told you, all lies. So now they're in state court saying they want the equipment. And they want my non-exempt assets that are basically non-existent. You know, they can't get your house, or your car, or your two guns. Goes back to can't get your, you know, gun and your horse. That's Texas law. It's a debtor state, but it was set up for. That's why Davy Crockett came down here. He was in debt. Sam Houston, all of them. That's what it was set up for. But my ancestors came down here under orders from the president to lay the groundwork for, under orders from Andrew Jackson. But they don't care. Going after my parents. Going after just total harassment, and then saying to the court, we don't want him to have any money for attorney's fees either, so we can really, and it doesn't matter. I'll live in a Winnebago. I'll sleep in people's couches. It does nothing to me. My dad's got serious cardiovascular issues. There's two arteries in the brainstem. One of them's completely blocked. And he's having open heart surgery next month, and they love that. So they're especially suing them again, even though it's all been proven on what they say is true. But they just do it. And you know what? That's why I fight you. So I have the real pleasure of the Democratic Party that's literally been stalking me, harassing me, my family, lying about me, going after my crew, doing all these horrible foaming at the mouth things, raising hundreds of millions of dollars off my name, saying I persecuted them when it's them doing that to me. And then I get to enjoy all of this while I watch Trump just come out and say, forget the whole Epstein thing. Don't look into it. When no one was even talking about it 11 days ago, 10 days ago. And they put out a memo saying, killed himself, had no accomplices, wasn't a human trafficker, no blackmail. And we're like, why did you do that? That's going to make the Democrats go crazy now. That's what, and people go, oh, it's not Trump doing it. Trump comes out the next day, yeah, it's me. And I'm just, and then he just, and then all this 180ing and flip-flopping, and I'm just in horror. Because Trump is like a lifeboat I'm in. As I've said, in the freezing North Atlantic, it's 50 below salt water. You fall in, you're dead in 30 seconds. The boat's leaking. I'm in a lifeboat with Trump. And he's sitting there with a drill, drilling holes, going, and I'm like, please stop that, sir. Shut up. You're not real MAGA of you. More water. I'm like, I start bailing. Stop that. You're weak-minded. You're letting the Democrats mind control you. Whatever's in there is fake and a fraud. That makes a lot of sense. I've investigated it. Never saw you connect to anything illegal. They did all these fake Jane Does. Makes sense. The Democrats had this file, whatever they leave in the New York offices and drop a dime on themselves that Bondi comes and grabs is a trap. That actually makes a lot of sense. You show up to attack the second Death Star and there's the Imperial fleet. It's a trap. People are like, Jones is covering for Trump Sunday. No, that makes perfect sense. And then so meet it head on. Instead, lashing out at your most ardent, battle-scarred supporters because we're not Democrat Party cult members is crazy. And you know, I'll just say this. It is very paradoxical to have the Democrats frothing more viciously than you know ever, like World War Z zombies trying to just scratch their way in to shut this place down so they can, you know, run around metaphysically with our severed head like some Roman standard when it won't even do that. I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. Only a master of evil, Darth. You should not have come back. You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. But see, that's their nature. They don't care. Just scratching. Soulless, always attacking anything good. But you see, I will tell the truth about Trump. Even though his own Justice Department was getting ready to indict my enemies, I'm sure that won't happen now. Doesn't matter. I never sell out. I never falter. I never waver. It's impossible. I will tell you the truth, even if a gun's to my head. I commit that to all of you, that I will always be true to the truth and God. Huge announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip under your belt or your pants. And it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade, it's a symbol of freedom. The limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda, featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision. This dagger is built to last. On one side is etched my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic, non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 worldwide.
I explain to people that my tongue is blue because I love this stuff, Methylene Blue. I'm able to work like 18 hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical grade Methylene Blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of Methylene Blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Bahrainian Prime Minister, and he's been taking questions, and one of the questions was, what's going on with the Epstein list that you were going to release that didn't exist? Now you're going to release what you can. No, nobody should look at it. It's a Democrat hoax. Why don't you explain that it was Comey and Brennan and Clapper that had it and controlled the file and left what they wanted in New York and then dropped a dime on themselves so that then Bondi would go grab it. And then now they find out what's in it. And Musk finds out, this is all a couple months ago, and he hightails it out of the White House. Looked like he saw a ghost, aged about 10 years in a week. You know, he's bounced back, but I mean, he went from, you know, looking good to like gray skin, wrinkles. I mean, he black eye. I mean, it looks like he had some real heart to hearts. Looked like he'd seen a poltergeist. And I said then, I got a bad feeling about this. everybody made it a which side are you on thing. And I'm like, these people are both very smart and powerful and have been doing a good job pro-America. We need them both. And the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And for all the Democrats hoping Trump collapses somehow over this, that's not going to happen. He's very popular. He's doing a great job overall. But from insiders that know Trump very well, they say all the pressure on him and his family, the attempts to kill him, he's such a workhorse that he didn't crack up. He didn't fall apart. He didn't become a failure. He didn't buckle to the stress, but he, like doomsday, the more you attack him, the stronger he gets. And I'm only 51, and being messed with and attacked and just viciously lied about and persecuted doesn't make me feel sorry for myself, doesn't make me want to give up. It makes me want to fight even harder. And I've had to pray a lot about this. And I think you've seen it on air, folks. It's not demonic energy, but if you study it and experienced it, tectonic, berserker, extreme male will is fleshly, and it's something God gave us to be able to use to defend ourselves and motivate ourselves. But the devil can jack into that energy. You know, Mike Tyson's talked about it. And so when I get in that state, I resonate stronger with the dark side, and I got to be real careful because I'm very empathic. We all are, but I'm extremely empathic. And you don't want something to jump in the driver's seat. So the Ring of Mordor is right there. I can just go right now. It's very tempting. I would become a terrible king. But I'm not going to put on the ring. Trump put it on, boys and girls, about... He was flirting, putting it on and off until Butler, he put it on. When he hit the ground, you see that photo of him on the ground bleeding. You look at that face. When he popped back up, ring went on. And that's what's going on. That's the best analogy, but it's not a movie. That's a great archetype. It's not a book. It's what that book is based on in the real world as an allegory. By the genius J.R.R. Tolkien. And so, Trump's enemies ought to really watch out because he put it on. And what he's saying to everybody is, you better get out of my way. And I'm a chronicler. I alone can tell you of the days of great adventure. That's the intro to that classic Millis masterpiece, Conan the Barbarian. The second one was terrible by the director or the writer. But what a powerful representation of the great archetypal books of Robert E. Howard from Texas, who himself could have been the heavyweight champion. What a maniac. You read those Conan books, that's what's in his mind. Untrained writer writing that savage stuff, because that's what was in him. And his mother died, so he blew his head off in the parking lot of a hospital in Texas. But the point is that, see if you guys can find the intro to Conan, where it's got the chronicler, and it goes, I alone can tell you the days of great adventure. But see, that's my archetype. My job is to tell you what I really think. And that means I can't comport myself into these different factions and, you know, groups and all the rest of it. I'm not going to tell you what I want to believe. I'm not going to tell you what I want to happen. I'm not going to tell you what I wish was. I'm going to tell you what I really stand for. And I want to tell the Democrats and the globalists and the deep state something. You are really playing with nuclear hellfire. And I've thought about the last few months going ahead and saying this, and I think the Russians and the Chinese already know this. He's not putting on a guy that's gone to another level act to intimidate people and stuff. It's 100%. People messed with him too much. They screwed with him too hard. And again, I've only been through 10% of what he's been through. And it made me get a lot because I didn't give up. It made me, I'm a way meaner, way smarter, way stronger. And I said this about a year ago when I started to go through this metamorphosis. I said, I really feel sorry for the globalists. And I also said, I'm almost ashamed I've made this decision. Because it's not becoming evil, but it's taking the governor off. And that's a slippery slope to becoming Sauron. If you got the gear to hack it. And I got the gear. So I know. I know the gear Trump's got. And it's dangerous. And that's why the globalists hate my guts. That's why they hate Trump. They hate people that pack the gear to wear the ring. Well, guess what, boys? Trump just put it on. And I'm stepping back going, everything you said he was, everything you manifested, you conjured this. You did this. Just like Israel lobby running around the last 30 years censoring the internet and harassing mainline conservatives and trying to intimidate them into becoming Israeli operatives triggered these people to now be attacking Israel on every front. You conjured this. And then now you've got what you said was coming. You made it happen. Nick Fuentes was working for the Daily Wire and was pro-Israel. And then they tried to henpeck him and basically get him to Israel to be a Mossad operative. He figured it out. Then they fired him and then tried to get him banned everywhere. And then look what he turned into. Oh, he's got gear. He's very smart. He's got a will. He's 26. Imagine if they persecuted Nick Fuentes till he's 78. That'd be a pretty scary creature. Nick Fuentes said, I saw the clip a few days ago. He said, this is the dark InfoWars. This is the dark Alex. Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is. Because I can't give up. And I'm not a Christ-like person. I'm Christ-like that I have courage. I love people. But I'm aggressive alpha male. So when I continually get tortured, that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. You're going to get this. So what I'm trying to explain to our enemies is this. We're not like you camp followers, you know, groups of betas that want power, that get in little clubs and do passive-aggressive, sneaky, criminal, weird stuff, okay? You're going around conjuring armies of men that will destroy you. And I understand the danger of what you've conjured. So I'm saying you're really dangerous and bad and horrible, and you're sickening Satanism and weakness. And then, historically, when that rises, it conjures something that isn't very Christ-like, that smashes you. And then in the process, you've got to get in total alignment with the emperor king that will deliver us from you, but it turns into something even worse down the road. Great job, globalist. Great job, New World Order. Great job. But because you're of your father, the devil, and hate life and love death, you have no idea what you're doing. You're just following out what you've been programmed to do as weak, fallen, degenerate, cut-off creatures. So the Democrats, the left, Hollywood, the New World Order, they're the enemy. They're the established, rotting, sickening palace of evil. And then when you go out and wage war against the countryside, And invade every sector of society and come for our children, historically, it doesn't bring forth a Jesus Christ. That's a one-time deal. It brings forth a Titus who will burn you to the ground. So, that's the reality. I want the voiceover from the intro of it. That's what I want. I've asked for years. It's not a big deal. There's certain things, though, I can never have. All right. It's intro credits to Conan, guys. Okay, not the start of the movie. It's no big deal. No problem. Now, in fact, just forget it. Let's not do it. So, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The actual quote by Lord Acton is power tends to corrupt, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so Trump believes he's doing good. He is doing a lot of good. He believes he's on a mission to save the country and the world. He's very pragmatic. He's coming from a place of good. He has extreme will. But part of him not giving a crap about the globalists, the left, means he also doesn't give a crap about what anybody else thinks. And so that's what you got now with Trump. And people like Zelensky and Netanyahu and Putin and Xi Jinping and the Ayatollah and all of them, I mean, they're all smart. And you see Netanyahu looks like a moth by flame when he's around Trump now. I mean, everybody looks like they're high as kites on power trips in those cabinet meetings. And it's because they all wanted power, and they want to be around real, not megalomania, but when someone actually is in power and control, it's not megalomania. It is the megamaniac. And they're all there just basking in the dark aura. That is not a satanic aura, but it's the bridge to it. And not the low-level gremlin Loki demon stuff. I mean the Lucifer energy of global domination. And I'm not saying Trump's the Antichrist. Far from it. I'm just saying this is a very dangerous situation. And I already wanted to come out and say that Trump has gone to another level. And I'm not saying a lower level or a higher level. I'm saying he shifted into overdrive gear. And I'm telling you, if I've been under the stress he's been under, I'd either crack up or I would turn into that. Because I can't give up. And God help the globalists is all I can say. Because the globalists are out of power now. Now it's this new thing and a new global system forming, and everybody bowing down to Trump and NATO and the rest of it, groveling. And Israel right in there moving in into the power vacuum. And then again, Israel. Then the whole world gets even more jealous. And it feeds all the anti-Israel stuff to this huge confrontational climax we're going into. And this is birth pains. I don't think this is leading into Armageddon right now, but it goes in patterns. So let's go ahead and play this short clip of Trump. This is Trump with the Bahrainian. Yeah, Prime Minister, here it is.
Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein files, but I do want to ask you to clarify something you said this morning. You said this was all a hoax. Has your attorney general told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen?
No, it's not the attorney general. No, I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And it's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier. That turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net. And so they try and do the Democrats' work. The Democrats are good for nothing other than these hoaxes. They're bad for policy. They're bad for picking candidates that can get elected. like in New York, we have a communist running. He may get elected too, actually, but he'll destroy the city. I call it the Epstein hoax. It takes a lot of time and effort. Instead of talking about the great achievements we've had, a great gentleman yesterday, as you know, went on CNBC and he made the statement that Trump may go down as the greatest president of all in the United States. And instead of talking about the things we've achieved, we've had tremendous achievement. They're wasting their time with a guy who obviously had some very serious problems, who died 3-4 years ago. I'd rather talk about the success we have with the economy, the best we've ever had, and all of the things we've done, including the Middle East. I mean, you see it. Instead, they want to talk about the Epstein hoax. And the sad part is it's people that are really doing the Democrats' work. They're stupid people. Yeah, go ahead.
So Trump thinks he's got enough pull with the constituency to slap us around a little bit, and then we'll be good little boys and girls and shut up. And to me, it's not even the Epstein story now. It's this behavior that I just spent the last 30 minutes talking about. And the Democrats will take what I said out of context and, you know, say I'm attacking Trump. No, you just heard what I said, and you know it's true. And so I really mean this. Everyone should pray for Trump and pray for the Holy Spirit to be even stronger with him and to lead God and direct him and give him greater discernment and purify him and cleanse him. Because I have to say this prayer sometimes twice a day when I start, you know, turning into Lex Luthor, folks. I mean, I don't do anything corrupt or bad. I don't do dirty tricks. I don't lie. But man, could I. I mean, I could just really wreck stuff. And that's why they want me off the air, because they think, God, that guy's got a lot of pull. He could do a lot of damage. No, you guys are doing the damage. I'm trying to stop you, okay? I don't want power. I don't want to be in tuxedos at Mar-a-Lago. I don't want to be at the White House. I've already been invited. I had the White House calling me this morning. That's a whole other thing. Bunch of big heavy hitters calling. And, you know, it's like, what do you want, Alex? How can we make you happy? And I'm like, can Trump please stop destroying himself and us with him? Well, yeah, he does what he thinks is best. Streisand effect. Yeah, we know. Yeah, you know, don't you? You know I'm right. So Laura Trump and, you know, them need to get in there with the Don and say, listen, these people are your friends. And he's absolutely right, though. He just needs to elaborate. You know, not a 2-minute comment. When he says it's a hoax, not that Epstein was bad and did bad stuff. He said that. But the way they're presenting it, and obviously they had the file, that makes perfect sense. I don't know why I didn't. I mentioned that some, but didn't make it a cornerstone. That's absolutely central. I believe Trump. And he knows how they use these twisted stories that are 90% lies to take control of agendas and suck the oxygen out of the room and kill the recovery and the peace plan he's got. I understand that. Trump is right. Trump is correct about that. But the way he's going about it is only energizing his opposition. You think us in horror over what's going on, all the flip-flopping and 180s every few days? Or some, well, 180s yesterday. You understand, like, we understand politics and we understand the population and populism. I mean, you understand that, right? You understand we built the platform that launched you. And yes, you're great and smart and, you know, you're the great catalyst. You get the lion's share of the credit, Trump. But we're the rocket scientists and the technicians that, you know, built the damn launch pad and the gantry. And we're like, it's like with the BP Big Horizon rig. And the engineers all told the British owners and the bosses in Houston, they said, they're pumping $25 million of concrete into the hole, doing the deepest drill ever. And the executives say, we'll save hundreds of millions of dollars this week if we just don't keep putting concrete in. They said, listen, we know the pressure of the wells we've been hitting here. If you don't do that, it'll blow up. And they said, we're ordering you to do it. They said, no. They came back a day later and said, you're going to be fired. This all came out in court if you don't do it. And they said, okay, do a pressure test, and then if you give the order and send it in writing, we'll do it. And they gave the order, stopped dumping concrete, did the test, it held, stopped dumping concrete, and half a day later, it blew up. And I'm here as a political, cultural engineer with a long track record, knowing what I'm doing, and I'm like, you keep doing that, it's going to blow up, Mr. President. He says, shut up. Stop pumping mud into the hole. And it's going to blow. Deepwater Horizon. So, excellent movie. One of my favorite actors, Kurt Russell. It's off the court transcripts. It's deadly accurate. And so that's where we're at, boys and girls. All right, I'm going to come back, get into all the other news and incredible developments that have been unfolding geopolitically, the economy, the great stuff President Trump and his team are doing. And then again, the receiver has been appointed. They've sent us notices. They could be in here technically today. We think a week or two. We've survived this so many times. We're back in federal court battling it because it's totally not done properly, just outrageous. I mean, look how thick this filing is right here. And so I'm going to tell you right now, they don't own the Alex Jones store, the alexjonesstore.com. That is our sponsor. It's funded the Alex Jones backup network that I don't own, so they can't get that either. We've got another bigger studio with backers being built. That takes a lot of money. We have incredible products. I would only sell you something that works really great because I want you to get it again and again. It'd be like a restaurant that sells bad food. I want to sell you the best food, the best prices, the best service. Well, these are the best supplements. And we've got some great sales going, the Methylene Blue. We have these other great new products in that are the strongest energy healthy system out there. In fact, it's scary. The Methyl Drive and the Power Plant, they go together incredibly, but individually they're amazing and super good for you. But warning, this is just like the Methylene Blue. It's next level, and it goes great with the Methylene Blue. Get it now at thealexjonesstore.com. They're 50% off together as the combo pack, or what, 30% off individually. The Power Drive, Cellular Energy Bundle, Power Plant, and Ultimate Methylene Methyl Drive. Incredible. Absolutely amazing. Supercharges Methylene Blue to a level that is beyond insane. I can't even take it. Thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. Back us now. Paul Revere's. We'll be right back.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.